This is Radio Nepal. I am Srisana Vastula with the news. The headlines first. Issues of climate change impact on Himalayas discussed in high-level meeting of COP29. Nepal calls for actions to mitigate the impact of climate change in the Himalayas. Candidacy registration for upcoming local-level by-elections set for today from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says war will end sooner with Trump as U.S. president. Now the news in detail. Discussions have been held on the impact of climate change in the Himalayas during the high-level meeting of the 29th Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29, underway. In the program organized by the COP presidency on Friday, the fifth day of COP29, Nepal called attention of the global community towards the consequences of climate change on the ecosystem in the Himalayan region. Addressing the meeting on behalf of the Minister for Forest and Environment, N. Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, Ministry's Secretary Dr. Deepak Kumar Kharel drew the world's attention towards the significance of the mountain region in maintaining the ecological balance in the world and towards the impact of the climate change in the Himalayas and the required actions to mitigate the impact. Meanwhile, Forest Minister Shahi and UK Minister for Climate Kerry McCarthy had also held a meeting. The brief meeting between the two ministers took place following a program on carbon trading organized as part of the COP29. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on stopping the politics done in the guise of religion. Inaugurating the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Buddha Bihar Sangh in Lalitpur yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said everyone has rights to choose religion, but politics in the guise of religion is unacceptable. The Prime Minister viewed adoption of religions should foster non-violence, peace and unity, thereby maintaining religious tolerance. Reiterating the Buddhist religion and teachings of the Lord Buddha should not be misused for political purpose, the head of the government said Buddhist philosophy is for peace, non-violence and humanity. Nominations for the candidates vying in the upcoming by-election are to be registered from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. The Election Commission's Joint Secretary and Spokesperson, Nita Pokhrel, said the nomination registration would take place in the election officer's office in the concerned local levels. Spokesperson Pokhrel said the list of the candidates will be published on the same day from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The Commission said 32 offices were set for chief election officers, while 6 other offices in the related local levels for election officers were established. The by-election is slated on the 1st of December for 44 vacant seats across the country. Election symbols will be conferred on the candidates between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the 20th of November itself, while the by-election will be held from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has directed the concerned government officials to carry out their works effectively to collect tax as per the target. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the National Tax Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Paudel said the performance of the Inland Revenue Department and the subordinate offices must not be slow off the mark. According to the finance minister, modernization of tax administration, minimization of cost, development of technological workforce and expansion of tax nets should be priorities. Meanwhile, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari said the government was considering expanding tax net. At a program organized by the Inland Revenue Office in Nepalganj, marking the National Tax Day and Tax Week yesterday, Minister Bhandari clarified that impending expansion on tax net was aimed at improving and strengthening tax collection system. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that his party would stage a new movement for the cause of form of governance, electoral system and the identity that his party raised as the note of dissent during the time of constitution promulgation. At a program organized by the Kaveri Kathmandu Liaison Coordination Committee of the Maoist Center yesterday, leader Dahal argued that those issues were required to be raised again as the country cannot progress in status quo. The Maoist Center chairperson also appealed to all to support the new socialist movement to be wagged under his party's leadership. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens is all set to bring a national strategy to end child marriage. The strategy is aimed at reducing and ending one of social ills, child marriage, prevalent in many districts in the country. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Nawal Kishore Sahasri, said that the formation of the national strategy has reached a final stage. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he is certain that the war with Russia will end sooner than it otherwise would have once Donald Trump becomes US president. The BBC quoted the Ukrainian president as saying he had a constructive exchange with Trump during their phone conversation after his victory in the US presidential election. He did not say whether Trump had made any demands regarding possible talks with Russia, but said he'd not heard anything from him that was contrary to Ukraine's position. Trump has consistently said his priority is to end the war which began with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 and what he describes as a drain on US sources in the form of military aid to Kyiv. The leaders of the United States, South Korea and Japan have held a joint news conference to denounce the growing military cooperation between North Korea and Russia. According to Al Jazeera, the conference held on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation EPIC Summit in the Lima of Peru also served as a swan song for outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden, who will be leaving office in 2025. Meanwhile, North Korea has signed into law a military treaty with another nuclear power, Russia, to bolster the latter's war in Ukraine. The agreement includes a mutual defense pact, and already up to 10,000 North Korean troops have reportedly been sent to Russia's border with Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki province. At present, there is an influence of western winds and local air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Issues of climate change impact on Himalayas discussed in high-level meeting of COP29. Nepal calls for actions to mitigate the impact of climate change in the Himalayas. Candidacy registration for upcoming local level by elections set for today from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says war will end sooner with Trump as U.S. president. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.